This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As far as the pandemic is concerned, America's top doc, love him or hate him, says it's true. What does all of that mean? Game on when it comes to 2024. Ron DeSantis amplifying the conversation with a trip to Nevada to campaign for a Senate candidate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, and that's not all. So much more, including what is happening in the Ukraine and Russia, the Russia effect, and where they are at this point when it comes to soldiers and equipment. So let's start first with what I think is on the minds of so many, and it is the pandemic. We're seeing that more people are testing positive for the latest version of COVID-19, but most of the people who are testing positive are self-isolating and whatnot, however, not being hospitalized as we saw years ago with Delta and the initial versions of COVID-19. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor and, of course, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said that we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now. Are we out of the pandemic phase in this country? He said, we are. He said that it is not over. It's not necessarily what I mean to say. We're not over the pandemic, but don't misinterpret that. We are in a different phase of that pandemic. It's a transition phase, hopefully headed toward more of a control where you can actually get back to some form of normality without total disruption of society, economically, socially, school-wise. Yeah. Isn't that what we've been waiting for? And isn't that what we think we're in already? That economically, socially, school-wise, etc., we're not back to where we were, even if you are hearing about people getting cases of COVID, or maybe you've gotten it yourself. It is different than it has been in the past. Thank goodness, right? Because there are so many things that are happening as far as pushing forward and looking toward where we are headed. And where are we headed? We're headed still in that push-pull over masks, because we know that there's a war going on thanks to a ruling in Florida about masks on planes and public transportation. But as of right this moment, that's not required. And the fact that we're not in a full-blown pandemic phase, all the signs point to a much different scenario. Nearly 60% of people in the United States have had coronavirus infections of some sort. 3 out of every 1,000 Americans, that translates to, if we go back to the beginning of 2020, the very beginning, 3 out of every 1,000 Americans alive died of COVID-19. Wow, the numbers are staggering, but things have changed big, big time. As far as we are concerned in America, and certainly in other places too. Although, in a check of other countries, in New Zealand, they are still very slowly opening things up. Very, 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 very slowly. So it's not a quick rip the Band-Aid off for many of the other countries outside of our borders. Travel has opened up, though, and we know that, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Title 42 and its limits. A U.S. judge halted the White House preparations for lifting Title 42 asylum limits. So what does that mean? For now, the decision is just a temporary setback. The judge staked out a position that is sympathetic with Louisiana, Arizona, and 19 other states that sued to preserve Title 42. And I've had a few of you ask me email-wise, what is it? It denies migrants a chance at asylum on the grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. So speaking of the COVID effect, so for now, it is, at this point, iced. Forget about it. 42. If we're lifting 42, and this is what we keep hearing about, 42, and that's what it is. All right, Russian forces are tightening their controls in several areas to the east in the Ukraine, and in other regions, too. Of course, even though there's reports of lots of equipment that has been destroyed by the Ukrainians or others, as far as the Russians are concerned, but they have been using tear gas and stun grenades to disperse a pro-Ukraine rally in one city into the east. Russia appointed its own mayor of a place called Kherson on Tuesday after its troops took over the administration headquarters in that capital region. It was the first big urban center to be seized after the February 24th invasion. So it's been that long. February 24th was officially the day Russia stepped into the Ukraine. Some people have staged those occasional anti-occupation rallies, and crowds definitely gathered in the center on Wednesday in Kyiv, and Russia is planning to stage a referendum to create a breakaway region like those in the eastern Ukraine. So Russia is not talking about what happened, but they are moving forward and pushing forward in those areas. Ukrainian President Zelensky praised the protests, saying in a late-night address, "I'm grateful to everyone who has not given up, who is protesting, who is ignoring the occupiers, and showing the marginal people who have become collaborators that there is no future for them. There is no future for them." So it is the same drumbeat that we've talked about all along. It moves from area to area. However, there still are efforts to thwart Russia in other ways. The State Department issued a $10 million reward for information on Russian cyber criminals, because that's one of the areas that have been amped up as a result of this invasion into the Ukraine. So in a press release this week, the State Department said it's looking for information on six people who were involved in a criminal conspiracy designed to infect computers worldwide with destructive malware. The reported attack brought damage to computers within hospitals and other medical facilities in the Pennsylvania-based Heritage Valley Health System. It's one of the probably didn't know this, one of America's largest pharmaceutical manufacturers, along with other private sector entities in that area. That's where that attack was damaging. All told, the cyber attack produced damage to about $1 billion. $1 billion, according to the State Department. That's what it added up to. And the six were connected to this attack. Who are they? Worked as officers in the main intelligence of the general staff of the armed forces of the Russian Federation. Wow, stay with us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long Long Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
That you've made toward helping the people in the Ukraine. You know, we've had Greg Stevin on many times in his quest to help an organization with raising money for ambulances, which are mobile hospitals. He's doing that with a number of people in Poland, and the amounts of donations that go directly into this are on the rise. And in the meantime, Mark Lindquist, somebody else who's been on the show, another friend of mine, has been raising awareness as well and helping right there in the Ukraine. And the word is from Mark, you are making a difference in the humanitarian aid to the refugees in this quest that he's on. So far, $48,650 has been raised in donations, in helping, and so they've got leads on vans and buses to acquire in Poland, and it looks like they're going to be able to get an actual vehicle for their humanitarian needs for just under $20,000, and they're very big. He said that in the Ukraine, they're looking for medicines, and supply lines are running thin. Food for kids, babies, food for civilians, water, diapers, lots and lots and lots of diapers. So that is happening. All of that is starting to flow in. So that is very, very good news. Just some incredible news from Mark Lindquist. So hats off to both of those friends of mine that have been on the show, Greg Stevin and Mark Lindquist, and to all of you who have donated whatever you can that has made just that much more of a difference. For Mark's efforts, you just go to GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com, put in his name, Mark Lindquist, and you'll see more of an update on specifically what he's doing, as I just mentioned to you. And then Greg Stebbin, we've had him on several times. Just the other night we had him on, and you can go to beams.live/ambulance or just beams.ambulance, and you'll see there what's happened. And it's amazing. That effort, I think, in the Ukraine, an ambulance is a mobile hospital. And Russia has destroyed more than 70 of those mobile hospitals. So now that is on the rise. Stop Putin Now is part of it. And the donations have absolutely poured in to Beams. It is beams.live/ambulance. I know many of you have written to me and said that you felt good about hearing those stories and the specific efforts that both of them were undertaking. So thanks for that. Thanks for what they're doing and for you following along and helping as much as you can. You know, so much is going on at the speed of lightning these days anyway. So you look around and yes, we're so aware because it does absolutely touch us what's going on in the Ukraine and what ends up happening with Vladimir Putin. But in helping people who are stuck, who couldn't run anywhere, who couldn't get to the borders, or when they got to the borders, then what happens once they get to the borders, and then where do they disperse from there, which is a place where Greg talked about in Warsaw, people coming over, and imagine you have nothing, and you finally make it, and you're happy to have crossed, and now it's that position you're in of where are we going now, what happens next, and trying to figure it all out, and just how shocking it is when the pressure and the weight of that absolutely weighs on you, right? And what does it mean when it's on your shoulders and on your back, and you have to deal with it, and you've got family, and then you've got family that you left behind. Can you imagine that feeling? And which is what Greg has talked about, and certainly what Mark has talked about when both of them have come on. This is a story that that has captivated a lot of people as to what now happens with Disney. And when I say what happens to the land of where dreams come true, if you don't know the story, Florida lawmakers rewrote some of the promises they made in this thing called Disney's Reedy Creek Improvement District's bond offerings. So what does that mean? They dissolved this special tax district. It created some interesting issues for that state in general, but dissolving the tax district limited and altered its ability to improve and maintain its project and collect charges and taxes. So they had bondholders. This Reedy Creek thing and the land, and the bill didn't say what would happen to its debts. You know how big Disney is, right? You know how big the Mouse House is. So now there is this debt along with assets when it's dissolved, about $1 billion in bond debt could pretty much be dumped to neighboring Florida counties. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law last week to terminate that Reedy Creek Improvement Act from the 60s, the late 60s, which has allowed Disney to self-govern the land that houses its huge Orlando area theme parks, hotels, and resorts. You know, if you've been to Disney, exactly what I'm talking about. It is like being in another world. Well, apparently it was, because they could self-govern. They could do what they wanted to do. But now the question is, now what? So what does that mean? If you go to Disney, I would not be surprised if so much of this ends up being passed on to you, because how could they keep the tickets, which are already tremendously expensive, how could they keep them down when they lose this exemption in this contract? And there has to be more details, I'm sure, that will emerge in, you know, out of this. But what an incredible deal for for Disney and what they had for all of those years. But now as it adds up and the debt is due, who is paying the freight on that? And it is going to affect you, my friends, if you are going to Disney. And you think, well, who cares about Disney? You know how many people in the United States have grandchildren, children, etc., that make their way to Disney, make the pilgrimage? It is the promised land, the Mouse House. I know I was thinking about this and knowing I was going to ask this question, have you been to Disney? And the answer for me is I've been to Disney probably, I've been to Disney six or seven times. And I'm not a Mouse House crazed person. It's family. It's my nephew. It's my nieces. It's whoever I've gone there with in the past or as a kid going to Disney, both in Florida and in California. It's almost like for so many people, sort of a little rites of passage, right? Saving up your pennies and going to Disney and riding on the Tom Sawyer's raft or Magic Mountain or whatever it is that you end up doing. And now, of course, it's bigger, badder Disney, where you have mind-blowing rides that you go on and adventures that just get bigger, 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 bigger. But how much is it going to cost? Because I can't imagine that will not be passed on. Cannot imagine it. This is something on a more serious note that there have been a lot of conversations over. And in fact, Jack, who listens to us in Wisconsin, sent me an email saying it's with a heavy heart that I tell you, Kate, that in my year as a teacher, we've lost three teenagers to suicide. I think this is the worst that I've seen it ever in my career. Kids deal with lots of heavy issues and troubles, but I haven't seen anything like it. And I believe part of that is all that isolation they felt during the pandemic. So there actually was, and we're going to the mailbag next, but thanks for that, Jack. There is new research that does show that child and teen suicides have risen in over a dozen states during the COVID-19 pandemic. This was published in JAMA in their pediatrics, and it showed that the proportion of suicides among adolescents increased in 14 states during the pandemic. It's not the first time that there's been alarm bells that have sounded that some poor mental health among young people is a state of emergency. But now there is a big cry for this, that what is happening, what is going on if we compare these numbers. The total number of adolescent deaths rose in Georgia, Indiana, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Virginia, and California during the first year of the pandemic, and it got worse. All right, coming up next, your thoughts on other things as well as we head to the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A German-based bank has a warning about the economy. Lance Pry reports.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year.
Family members, foreign dignitaries, and D.C. political elite poured into the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday to mourn the loss of Madeleine Albright. She was the first female U.S. Secretary of State. Albright died of cancer last month at the age of 84. The tens of millions of Americans who agreed to take on student loans may hear soon what the Biden administration has decided to do regarding debt forgiveness. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president would decide before the pandemic-era relief expires on August 31st. This is USA Radio News. The crisis at the U.S. southern border is forcing states like Texas to implement its own enforcement policies. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt told Newsmax those policies should spur Americans in the other 49 states who want their country back.
I'm the Attorney General for the Free State of Missouri, but every state is a border state. The amount of fentanyl that's coming into our communities, the amount of human trafficking that's coming into our communities is affecting everybody. It doesn't just stop in El Paso or in McAllen, Texas.
Republicans are calling on the Federal Election Commission to investigate alleged censorship of conservatives by Google's email platform. A study showed Gmail allows most emails from left-wing politicians to land in a user's inbox, while more than two-thirds of messages from conservative candidates are marked as spam. And the U.S. trade deficit in goods soared almost 18% in March to a record $125.3 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's dig in the mail, man.
Dig in the mail, man.
Yeah!
Dive right in, and this one comes to us from Jade, who says, Kate, I am scared to death of what Putin will do. I've been listening to your show, and when you think of what's happening in the Ukraine, and despite the fact that there's been a lot of sanctions and a lot of Western countries who are trying to come together to do what they can to stop Putin, I don't know that he's stoppable. There isn't any answer to that question. I know that you've talked about that, and it really worries me when you think that he's got his finger on the trigger, so to speak, of what could be nuclear proliferation. Do you think there's any way that Putin would resort to nukes? Do I think there's any way? I think that's exactly what's so scary, is there has been more than the hint of that. And even some of his top people have said, don't think that this is not a possibility. Will he use nukes against anyone who interferes in the Ukraine? And that's what he said. He's vowed to use weapons against any country that dares to do that. That was his big threat to the West. So in his response to, you know, the threat of it'll be lightning fast is what he's saying, and deadly, if someone intends to interfere in what's going on from the outside, they have to know that constitutes an unacceptable threat to Russia, that they're going to respond, is what he's saying, to counterstrikes. It's going to be lightning fast. Again, he said that we have all the weapons we need for this. No one else can brag about these weapons, and we won't brag about them. We will use them. We will use them. I mean, would Putin use nukes to achieve his goals in the Ukraine? And then the question is, which if I take it a step further, so thanks for that, is should the U.S. be more involved or less involved? What is the tipping point? This is what he said. I mean, he put it out there. He didn't hide what he was suggesting, that if you interfere, if you directly interfere, and that's what I think the message is, if you directly interfere in some way and he decides eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I mean, yeah, of course, that I think it is a scary, very sad, twisted possibility. Then there's this from Kevin who says, Kate, I listen to you on KROS as much as I can during the week, and I'm looking at, sadly, what is happening in our country when it comes to food prices and when it comes to the economy and when it comes to inflation. And I think that we're in for a long haul of what could be really scary times. I hate to say it, but I saw something the other day where I was talking to a friend of mine who was saying that fertilizer costs keep going up and up and up. And this is the thing, and you said this, you connect the dots as to why our price is going higher, and it's because of the fact that there are shortages in some cases, and because of the costs of producing things now. So you go all the way back to the farmer, and you see how it matters, and that the markets aren't stable, and of course it's probably going to be this way for at least next year, maybe even a little further out than that. When you look at it, don't you see kind of a similar thing? Well said, absolutely. And I think you were talking about something that was being talked about a lot lately, is that there's this agriculture index that shows that food prices are at an all-time high, and with the war in the Ukraine, it's making it worse because of the supply and demand of fertilizer, right? So you look at that, and then you multiply it by all the people and countries, etc., that need it, and what do you use it for, right? Farmers are looking at labor shortages. They're looking at freezes. They're looking at supply chain, especially, issues. So stack, 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 stack. It's dramatic. And when every possible thing that can happen to the farmer hits them, and including what's going on with fertilizer, yes, we're going to pay the price, right? How do you blend the fertilizer that goes on the crops if you're trying to make your own home grown? And the problem is that then you've got to get those ingredients, and you have to have those, and that's part of the problem, because the top exporters of the nutrients in fertilizer is China, Canada, and Russia. They have some of the things that you need in the ingredients. So nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, it's called potash, and I had no idea. I got a big education on this when I was back in Iowa speaking a couple of months ago, and then just a conversation with a farmer who has sent in several emails about what was happening, in his farm. So this is just one little side of it, one little slice of it. And when you have to get that, like going to Canada and getting that, but if there's a shortage in delivery trucks, or if there are other things that topple that, then you go to the Fertilizer Institute, and then you look and you see that, oh, yeah, costs have gone up nearly 40%, right? And then you peel back another layer and another layer and another layer, and the price of fertilizer is up 128% from 1 year ago. So I'm glad that you threw that in there, because this is something that I've been looking at. This is some of that information that I've been looking at lately. And I think it's being talked about a lot because, again, you connect those dots. You're right. You connect the dots and you figure out, why is this happening? And that's the answer. It's not when you go to the grocery store and you say, wow, now it's how much more expensive are the groceries. Trace it back to how did the groceries get there in the first place? What did it take to get them to you? And then you have, you know, your answer. This one is from Cal, who says something that's not being talked about, Ms. Delaney, very much. You mentioned it, I think, a month or so ago because you had been out in California, is what's happening with the fires and the drought in California. And it really is bad. You were right about that. We have crazy rules on watering and when you can water and when you can't. It's pretty much been restricted in my neighborhood to once a week. And we keep hearing about these non-essential water use reductions. And I think it's going to get worse. I don't know how it gets worse, but I think it could get even worse, because what happens when you are severely limited when it comes to water supplies? I think this is some of the worst that I've seen in California. We're not getting the kind of rain that we've gotten in the past. Everybody's doing a rain dance and everything else they can, but now there is a big clampdown on fining people who break the rules that are being pumped out in different counties as to what you can do as far as just trickling down to your own neighborhoods. But it is definitely, definitely bad. Yeah, it is about snow, right? The luck, having the luck turn. But faucets have been shut off in some areas, so to speak, because it's the driest start of year on record for California. I mean, for California, especially in the northern part too. It's not just, you know, it's not just Los Angeles. And there are different reasons. You look at Lake Mead. Lake Mead has low water levels. It's a reservoir on the Colorado River, and the feds even said there was a water shortage there for the first time. So with the water levels where they are, a third of their capacity, and who draws from that, that then leads to customers water budgets being sliced and not having the benefit of more rain. So 95% of the state, and I know some of you listen in California, and especially in that Los Angeles area, listening to us on KCAA, but L.A., Ventura, San Bernardino, that would be there. The counties there have extreme drought. Statewide snowpack, where they that sometimes help, is 35% of normal, because they rely on that too. So it's part of a longer, what they call, mega drought, which has been around since 2000. When I lived in California 2 decades ago, they were talking about problems of, you know, drought. You know that old song, "It Never Rains in California," blah, blah, blah. It is true. And when you get very little rain and then you look at the population and the shift of the population, yeah, it's going to happen where you don't get to water because they don't have the water to give. I mean, I saw a scary picture. It was in the Washington Post, in fact. It might have been today or yesterday or whatever day it was. And they showed a stream going through Tule Lake, California. And it used to be just giant. It's a giant lake. And now it's just this little tiny trickle. I mean, it's just cracked earth is what you're looking at. Just cracked earth. So they've got to crack down on it, on watering, because that's probably, in a way, the least of their concerns, because it's about doing what they can to preserve the water, to make sure you have water to bathe in, water to drink, etc. It's called xeriscaping. Some people are going to have to get used to it, I think, in California. You can always send me your thoughts, K to KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, the man cave is going to be all about the NFL and the draft, except for the fact that we've got hoop playoffs in the NBA. So I'll just nail it right in the beginning. Milwaukee, hats off, all the people listening in Wisconsin. They win the Bucks that series 4-1 over the Bulls with a 116-110 victory. Giannis, 33 points. That was a big one, but he's always important. So huge as they roll on. They've actually been pretty fun to watch over the past couple of seasons for sure. And then the Warriors win their series 4-1 as well. They knocked off the Nuggets 102-98 as the playoffs continue to roll on. Philly leads their series 3-2. They'll be in Toronto against the Raptors on Thursday. Phoenix leads their series 3-2. The Suns and the Pelicans also on Thursday. And the Mavericks and the Jazz. Dallas leads their series 3-2 as well. So pretty interesting, and that one is in Utah. That is a late night capper on TNT. It's fun to watch Charles Barkley and some of the other guys and what they have to say during the playoffs. And that's when it's good, right? Let's be honest. That's when it gets good, when it's worth watching for sure. So the draft, yeah, we just, it feels like we just went through the playoffs in the NFL, right? The draft is the conversation. Who goes first? What's going to happen? And now we are on the doorstep of it. What is Jacksonville going to do? They have the number one pick. How about the Detroit Lions? They're two. The Texans have the third pick. The Jets have the fourth. Giants have the fifth pick. If I'm a Giant fan, I think I said this the other day, Trayvon Walker, the big defensive end from Georgia, I'm hoping that he falls down and falls down a couple spaces in the draft and they're able to get him because they don't have a great pass rusher. It's been a while since they've had one, and he would probably fit into their scheme. You know, then you look at the other top 10 picks. The Panthers go at 6. 7 is the Giants again, their pick through Chicago. And so they'll probably pick maybe a corner. That's probably high on their list, too. The Falcons have the 8th pick. The 9th pick goes to Seattle. And the number 10 pick is the Jets through trade with Seattle. And they need a wide receiver, I would think. So one of the names on the board could be Garrett Wilson, the outstanding wide receiver for Ohio State. But it's all speculation. There are all kinds of mock drafts that are out there and conversations at looking at what a team needs going to the feeder system, which is the college players, obviously, in the draft, and hoping that you pick right and they fit in and you get them to play. Maybe they contribute right away. Maybe it's further down the line, depending on what the position is. I know we got a lot of Saints people listening in New Orleans and beyond New Orleans in the great state of Louisiana. And with that 16th pick, that's a good pick for New Orleans, something they picked up in a different trade. It was two ways, through Philly and then Indy ultimately. So quarterback could be up on the board. That could be a position that they could look for. Or it could be that it's an offensive tackle. There's one that they're talking about from Mississippi State, Charles Cross. Would he be somebody, if he falls down to 16, that it would be tough to pass up? Sometimes you pick, as somebody explained to me once, a coach, you pick the best player that's available in that position. Hard to pass up, even if that's not necessarily the immediate need. So he could be where the Saints go. Or they could be intrigued by quarterback. And if it's quarterback, well, there's a couple of possibilities there. And the thing that's interesting is they have the 19th pick, too. This was through something with Philadelphia as well, that whole wild maneuver. So is it going to be the Pitt quarterback, Kenny Pickett? Because what do they do? I mean, what are you going to do at quarterback? They got to have some support for Jameis Winston. And you saw what happened when he got hurt. So maybe Pickett, but maybe, you know, maybe not. I look at his arm and I look at what I saw him do at Pitt. My niece went to Pitt last year. So she was constantly putting on threads what was happening, and you constantly saw snippets of Pickett, and would he be capable of being a franchise quarterback or not for them? The answer is possibly. We don't know with any of these names that I could throw out. And if you are a follower of the great game of football and you watch college football, you might have oohed and aahed at some of the moves that you saw, and some players will naturally do well in the NFL, and some you just don't know, or some that are predicted to do well, it's tough to know if they will be make an immediate impact, or they won't even be anybody that makes any kind of an impact till it's a little bit further into their second year, maybe, if they have the luxury of waiting in the right position to put them in. A great example is what happens for the Dallas Cowboys. They are looking at what needs do they have to fill, and offensive line is always a place that they look at. So could it be the guard out of Boston College, Zion Johnson? I know I've heard a lot of chatter about that. I have a friend that covers them on a daily basis, and I asked, who do you who do you think what's going to happen there? And speculating, Zion Johnson is the name that's been talked about a lot. If it is him, right? Because that's the Cowboys they were known for, the great offensive lines back in the day, and it certainly helped them win lots and lots of Super Bowls. There's no question about that. But some of these players I mentioned could drop further down, and the scenario could be a little bit different as to where they, you know, where they fit in and what the scenario is there. And there are certainly high-profile players that get more ink or more credit than others. But the first round is always interesting because if one team makes a move that it could lead to phones ringing and some kind of last-minute trades or something happening that ends up moving the desired player into the hands of the team that decided they really wanted them in the first place. That's why it's so interesting to watch what happens in the draft and what people decide in that war room with probably the GM and the coach and the coordinators and whoever else would be on deck that works for the team and how much sway they have as to who they end up going with. And is it just happen to be the best player at that spot or one that desperately fills the need and can contribute almost immediately? So, you know, on our next show, we're going to be talking about who went where and who was drafted first and was there any crazy moves, especially in that first round of the draft, because that's when you really see things. That's where you really see things start to change based on where a player falls. And that's the speculation. The speculation machine churns up. All right, so here we are in the man cave. This is an interesting story. Giancarlo Stanton became the seventh fastest player to hit 350 career home runs, and he hit a mammoth home run, 417 feet, boom, into the air to help the Yankees beat the Orioles 5-2 on Wednesday night. So he reached 350 home runs in 1,341 games. These are just numbers I'm throwing out, right? But if you crunch those numbers, that's how you arrive at he's one of the fastest players to get there. In fact, the only players to hit 350 homers faster were Babe Ruth, Albert Pujols, Harmon Killebrew, A-Rod, Juan Gonzalez, ooh, he's someone I covered, Mark McGuire, another player I covered. How about that? So Stanton joins Rodriguez and Ruth as the third player to reach that milestone with the Yankees. Pretty awesome. Hats off to him. And he ended a 14-game homer drought with that two-run homer in the first inning off of Tyler Wells. Good for him. The man cave is closed. Next time we open the door, we're going to be talking about the NFL draft, like I said. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. And we have our own home run king. That would be Nate Reeder. Thanks for his fine work on the technicals every night. We're always going for the long ball.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.